This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. This second special session must end by midnight tonight, and Senate members have been warned.
We're going to ask you to come in for 9 a.m. Be prepared to stay today. More than likely, we'll be in and out with some long recesses in between.
Much of the action since Monday has been behind the scenes. Yesterday, Senate members like Sharon Hewitt of Slidell expressed frustration over not being able to come up with the funding Louisiana needs.
You know, I wish that we could completely get there. I think it's going to be very difficult.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden tried to cheer them up and on.
You've raised a significant amount of money thus far. You have one other proposal to consider before the sun sets on the session. And you're not finished yet.
That one proposal is Representative Jack Montesay's HB 50. It scales back capital gains deductions, and the Senate plans to add an amendment eliminating the itemized deduction for state taxes paid. Both things combined could put another $100 million into the budget. Senate President Alario indicated it could be first on today's agenda.
I know we've got a couple of bills we will be able to take up early in the morning and some conference committee reports that are coming about.
The holdup is, and has been, House members like Representative John Schroeder.
I think we have enough money, and that's about as far as I'm going.
So today, we're all with the Senate president.
We'll kind of wait on the House to see what kind of decisions they make, but we'll try to hopefully be able to finish it in a reasonable time.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.